The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
Big 7 basketball here in Seneca. The Nemaha Central girls basketball team taking on Royal Valley here tonight. The Panthers 3-9 in Big 7 play, 3-14 on the regular season. As for the Thunder, they are 11-0 in Big 7 play, 16-1 overall on the season, and number 4 in the newest poll from the KBCA that came out earlier this afternoon. A win for the Thunder tonight will clinch an outright Big 7 league title. They've already won a share, and tonight their final home game of the regular season. They've been on a 5-game winning streak since their loss. That was their lone loss of the season against Topeka Hayden. They are the number 8 team in Class 4A, so not a bad loss by any stretch of the imagination. And back on January 13th, they defeated Royal Valley on the road 58-39. After tonight, hard to believe there's only 2 games left in the regular season. They are at Jeff West coming up on Friday, and the next Tuesday they have a very tough test at Riverside. They'd like to clinch the outright big title before that game, because that, if crazy things have happened, I mean, it could possibly be a outright championship on the line for that game, but we will see what happens here tonight first. The Nemaha Central is 7-0 here in this building, and they will try to see if they can stay undefeated in their final game of the season. Here at home, Royal Valley, they snapped a 7-game losing streak this past Tuesday. That was against Perry the Compton. And after tonight, also only 2 games after today, they're at Hiawatha on Friday at Silver Lake in a non-league matchup. Next Tuesday, they're 1-6 on the road. And now take a look at your players to watch for here tonight. Leading scorers for the Thunder, Addie Holthouse, 15.4 points per game, also snagging 7.4 rebounds per game. And how about 54.5% field goal percentage? And she has just been an unbelievable performer, and certainly going to be all-team once again this year. As for Royal Valley, they're led by Kennedy Bryan. She's averaging 18.2 points per game, one of the elite scorers in this league as well, also snagging 4.9 rebounds per game and shooting at 50% per clip and 34% from beyond the arc as well. Looking at some of the role players, first for Nemaha Central, Ella Larkin, she's averaging 11.4 points per game. What a season she's having. And getting 6.1 rebounds per game, 45.9% field goal percentage, and 41.2% from beyond the arc. And how about Morgan Davis from Royal Valley, or excuse me, Alyssa Ladson from Royal Valley. Talk about Morgan in just a second, but Ladson averaging 9.2 points per game, 4.2 rebounds. And Davis, she's averaging 5.8 points per game and shooting 42%. It's going to be a fun one here tonight. Nemaha Central, Royal Valley. Let's go and step aside for a quick break for 2 minutes. Come back with tip-off here on 92.1 KMZA.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition.
Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
KMZA.
Starting this one just a little bit early. We're going to get this tip-off going right away. Let's start off with your starters for Royal Valley. It'll be Kennedy Bryan, Alyssa Ladson, Samantha Klotz, Michaela Tai, and Morgan Davis. And as for Nemaha Central, it's Ellie Ruski, Trista Peterson getting the start here today. She got the tip off and is now going to go ahead and head to the bench, and we'll have our actual tip off here in just a little bit. Ella Larkin, Addie Holthouse, and Cammie Dollinghouse. And we are set to get this one underway. They set with the backcourt violations. And they'll go ahead and have Oh, wait, no, I think they just called a timeout. Just trying to figure out what they were doing there. But we are ready to get this one going. Here from Seneca. Ruski with it. Far side wing. That's the top of the key to Ella Larkin. Near side wing. Looking on is Callie Honeyman. Driving right side, getting bumped is Larkin. She'll dribble out into the far side corner. Nice pass to Holthaus. She kicks it out of there. Looking on near side wing is Ruski. Good ball movement on this first possession, but good defense from Royal Valley so far. 2-3 zone. What they got going on? Top of the key catch for Ruski. She'll get the handoff from Holthaus from the high post. Dribbles to her right. Gives it up. Dollinghouse in the lane. And tough shot, no good. Holthaus with the rebound. Turn around jumper, no good on the putback. Ball tipped out. And a rebound by Kennedy Bryant. It's tipped out by Morgan Davis, the 5'11 senior. So here's Bryant for Royal Valley. Gives to the near side wing for Klotz. Now far side for Ladson. Entry pass is to Davis. She'll kick it out of there. Bryant will fire away a three. That one too strong. Ball tipped up in the air and hauled in. Rebound from Ella Larkin, the 5'9 senior from Nemaha Central. Cross-court pass, near side, and three ball on the way. That one halfway down and popping out for Larkin. Another rebound for Royal Valley. Now steal by Ruski, but she can't make the layup in transition. And a rebound off the miss from Alyssa Ladson. Still scoreless, 6.5 to go, first quarter. Ladson pass to the near side corner. Bryant drives baseline. Gives to the high post for Klotz. Kick out, three ball on the way. No good for Ladson. Rebound hold in by Ella Larkin. Full court pass up ahead, trying to push it. Honeyman gets to Holthaus. Nice dish, and she lays it in. And who else but Addie Holthaus being the first basket of the game for Nemaha Central. It's 2-0. Bringing on the press. Pass goes to Trista Peterson, trying to bring it up across half court. 2 minutes now gone in this first quarter. Pass across half court is stolen away. Ella Larkin with the steal. Left-hand layup on its way and good. Pressing on, not quite as much of a hardcore press as the last possession, but they do get across half court. That one's stripped, but able to get away from it. Bryant, lob down low. It's stolen away again, trying to find Samantha Klotz. It's taken away once again by Larkin. Up ahead to Honeyman, and she's blocked. But a travel was first, so a turnover back to Royal Valley. 4-0, 5:24, first quarter. Not a great start for either team here so far. Nemaha Central averaging 48.7 points per game. While giving up just 32.2 points per game. That press really sent a number on some teams this year. Now a jump ball in the corner. Ladson was trying to get away from the pressure. She had it tied up. Tried to inbound it again. Lob is up and it's stolen away by Holthaus into the near side corner. Top of the key catch for Larkin. She drives middle. Nice bounce pass to Holthaus. She turns and squares. Shot up. Good off the glass. Addie Holthaus with two more. More pressure in the backcourt. It's 6-0, Nemaha Central. 5 minutes to go left, first quarter. Baseball pass up ahead, stolen away by Holthaus. More turnovers for the Panthers here. This is a team that averages 43.6 points per game and gives up 49.7. High post catch Holthaus, handoff, drive right side. Dollinghouse, she's blocked. And out of bounds, she came to the floor pretty hard, but she appears to be okay. She'll stay in the game. Here's the inbound. High post catch from Larkin, far side elbow. One dribble, pull-up jumper, no good seven-footer. Rebound held in by the 5'11 senior forward, Morgan Davis of Royal Valley. And Ladson trying to dribble it up the far sideline, dribbled it out of bounds off her knee. So Nemaha Central gets it right back with 4:35 to go first quarter. And a timeout's going to be called by head coach David Boucher of Royal Valley. Let's take a break. We'll step aside for wait for the signal. It'll be just 30 seconds here on 92.1 KMZA.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me. That's not a selfie. I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafi checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafi checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Casasa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
FM KMZA.
4:35 remaining in the first quarter. 6-0 Nemaha Central. They have been bringing on the pressure in the backcourt. They forced a lot of turnovers so far, trying to capitalize on them a little bit more here out of the break. That's some baskets where they've been missing around the rim. Love to change that out of the break. Callie Honeyman in the game. Pass the far side to Ruski. From the wing, she gives it up top to Cammie Dollinghouse. Dribbles to her left. Bounce pass to Addie Holthouse. And that is deflected off of Davis of Rose Valley. No, they're going to say it wasn't. They're going to say it was last touch by Nemaha Central. So it's going to be a turnover from Nemaha Central. David Boucher calling that timeout from Loyal Valley head coach. Nemaha Central, Haddon Hilgen is under girls' head basketball coach. Shut up. A little too strong. It's too flat as well. Kennedy Bryan from AC going the other way. Fast break layup. And that one rolls in there all the way around the rim. And Callie Honeyman makes it 8-0. And officials coming together, some stuff happening, and Royal Valley, a couple of Royal Valley fans might be wanting a technical foul, but they're not going to get it. Now a substitution coming in for Nemaha Central. It's Reagan Garrity, 6-foot sophomore, 7.3 points per game, 51% shooting, having a heck of a season, second year of high school basketball. Getting around, a double team is last, and nice dish, shut up, too strong. This is from Avery Stidham, their sixth man. Come back the other way, hold out, looking to push. Kick corner, near side, on the way for Callie Honeyman, and she knocks down the tray. And the 5'11 sophomore with the first three of the ball game. She has five, and is leading the team in scoring. It's 11-0, 3:27 left to go first quarter. Gladson across half court, passes to Ty. To the far side wing, and the pass getting away is Bryan unable to haul it in. That turnover will be credited to Samantha Kloss, 5'9 sophomore, going from wing to wing. Clock stops at 3:19 left to go, having to tie a shoe here from a... There's Alyssa Ladson, got some nice aquamarine shoes on here this evening. And we're back underway. Dollinghouse gets the ball poked free by Ty. Green gets to her left, and she's able to get it back. And pass fake got her defender to fall to the floor. Three ball on the way by Garrity. That's off the mark. And out of bounds. Garrity has shot the three ball occasionally this season, but hasn't been her main game. Lob up across that floor. A lazy pass that was almost intercepted, but Larkin couldn't quite get there fast enough. She stepped out of bounds, trying to save it, and it'll stay with the Panthers. Here tonight, this is the first-place team versus the eighth-place team in the league out of eight teams. Nemaha Central, as mentioned, has already clinched a share of the title, but they can get an outright league title if they win here tonight. Dribbling to her right is Bryan, and she had her pass picked off by Ella Larkin. Going the other way, she gets stripped by Klotz. Full court pass up ahead to Stidham. She has a run out layup from the right side, and she'll lay it in. And the 5'4 sophomore guard for Royal Valley has their first points of the evening. It's 11-2 with 2:24 left to go first quarter. Dollinghouse goes to her right, gets a screen from Larkin, drives in the lane, underhanded shot, also like a granny shot, since the offensive rebound hauled in by Larkin. Backdoor cut from Holthouse, and the pass to her is deflected and taken away by Royal Valley. Ty going the other way in the fast break. She gets bumped, and they'll call the first foul of the game. Almost 6 minutes in. That one's going to go against Garrity. That'll be her first. So Larkin will come to the bench in the game for the Thunder is Hallie Holthouse. Something came out onto the floor. Official grabbing it. And we're ready to go. Box formation on the inbound. For the Panthers, screen's going to the far side. The catch is made for Samantha Klotz. Excuse me, Kennedy Bryan. She dribbles to right, falls away. Shot no good. Rebound hauled in by Garrity. Up ahead, far side wing to Hallie Holthouse. She'll give it up Dollinghouse, near side corner for Honeyman. 1:48 left to play first quarter. It's been all Thunder so far. Number 4 ranked team in class 3A. A century pass from Honeyman down low to Holthouse. Gets it right out of there. Three ball on the way for Hallie Holthouse. No good from straight away. Rebound right side from Alyssa Ladson. She pushes it ahead for the Panthers. Keep it herself. Dribbles all the way to the corner. Bounce pass to the wing, Kennedy Bryant. Going to get something going in the half-court offense. They haven't been able to score in the half-court offense. Their one back, it was a fast break. Here's Ty. Bounce pass. Top of the key for Kennedy Bryant. Ty usually wears number 11, wearing number 43 here this evening due to a sort of jersey mix-up. Goes to her right. Thought about dribbling and firing off of said dribble for Kennedy Bryant. And now we have a push and a foul called by Hallie Holthouse. 5'6" sophomore picks up her first, keeps second. With 59.2 seconds left to go opening quarter. Inbound for Ladson. Bounce pass, high post. Set the clock, hands it out of there to Ladson. Dribbles to her left. Gets a screen to head that way. Bounce pass to Fitham. Sophomore fires a three. It's no good up the left side. A nice rebound by Garrity. And her outlet pass is thrown away. And Ty, with a steal, gets fouled, I believe, by Ruski. And it will be. So that'll be her first team's third. Morgan Davis back in the game for Royal Valley. To come in for Michaela Ty, the 5'5 senior guard. Stack formation, lob is to Davis, far side block, top of the key, catch for Stidham, dribbles to her right, 43 seconds, off the glass, no good, nice look from the 5'4 sophomore, but couldn't get the roll, and Holthouse brings it up. Near side corner for Hallie Holthouse, she'll lob it inside to Garrity, near side block, turn around jumper, no good, but she's fouled with 29.7 seconds left in the quarter. Royal Valley commits their first team foul. And that one will go against Morgan Davis. Omaha Central as a team shooting 53% from the free throw line. That one's a little bit too strong. Mention that this is a team that'll press you, try to get after you. Averaging 9.8 steals per game. And I mentioned they only give up a little over 32 points per game. And that free throw is good. So 1-for-2 for Garrity at the free throw line. She gets her first point of the evening. Addie Holthouse will get a break here. And Honeyman is back in the game for Omaha Central. Klotz. Gets it ahead to Ladson across half court. Far side for Stidham. 20 seconds left now. Stidham lost it, but the ball rolls to Bryant. Dribbles to her right in the lane. Shut up off the glass. Good from the near side block. Kennedy Bryant with her first point. It's now 12-4 with 9 seconds left. Hallie Holthouse doesn't use the screen, so goes to her right. Now she's in trouble. Pass the far side corner for Ellie Ruski. Knocks home the jumper at the buzzer. That was a three-pointer, so it'll be 15-4 to go to the second quarter. You're listening to our Game of the Week here on 92.1 KMZA.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
KMZA.
15-4 after the first quarter. Omaha Central with a nice lead right out of the gate. 5 points for Callie Honeyman already and 4 for Addie Holthouse. 3 for Ellie Ruski, 2 for Ella Larkin, and a free throw for Reagan Garrity. 2 points apiece for Avery Stitham and Kenny Bryan of Royal Valley as well. We're back underway. So here is Hallie Holthouse to Larkin. Near side wing catch for Kelly Honeyman. Right back to Larkin, dribbles to her right to the far side wing. Now to Hallie Holthouse. Pass for Garrity, a little too high, goes out of bounds. Turnover to the Panthers. Mentioned that was a lopsided first quarter in terms of the score, but Nemaha Central has made some mistakes here today. Say that as I make a mistake myself. Side cross half court. Near side wing catch. Three ball on the way for Kennedy Bryan. It's good. And Royal Valley has their first three of the evening. Holthouse dribbles to her right. Gets a screen from Larkin. Stopped about 35 feet away from the rim. Garrity left alone. Catch top of the key. Now pass the far side. And Honeyman now back to Hallie Holthouse. To Larkin. To Ruski. Moving the ball around quickly around the perimeter. As Royal Valley is shifted to a man-to-man. Holthouse. Top of the key catch. Garrity dribbles to the far side all the way to the lane. Stops. Ball was stripped away by Morgan Davis. And out of bounds was Hattie Holthouse and Tammy Dollinghouse checking back in. Come in for Ellie Ruski and Hallie Holthouse. 6:59 left to go, second quarter. Lob, high post catch. Larkin, Garrity, now near side corner. Larkin bounce pass, far side wing for Cammy Dollinghouse. High post catch, Garrity turns and squares, fires away 15-footer. No good, off the heel, hits up in the air. That's going to be a foul against Larkin going the other way, reaching over the back of the Panther. That'll be her first, the team's fourth. Nemaha bringing on the press. They're able to beat it, though. Ty gets it across half court. Stops near side wing with her dribble. It's taken away by Larkin. And this ball, it's worked out to Ladson from the perimeter. Bryan now with it. Back to Ladson. Gets the screen to go to her left. Stops. Nice lob down low to Stitham. Cut towards the basket. No good. Ty makes the catch on the other side of the basket off the miss. Tries to outlet it. Gets through. Shut up on the runner. It's good for Alyssa Ladson. It's her first basket of the night. It makes it 15-9. And now whistle a foul against Royal Valley. Foul on the floor. And that one's going to go against Kennedy Bryan, her first. Team foul number two. Thunder looking for their first basket of the second quarter. Dollinghouse, the inbounder, to the corner near side to Honeyman. High post catch. Nice look. Holthouse down low to Garrity, and she's foul going up. She'll get more free throws coming up here. 1 for 2 from the last trip. As that first foul goes against Morgan Davis, that's going to be her second already. Garrity herself shooting 51% from the free throw line. That one's on the way. That one is good. Smith and Klotz will check in for Davis. 6:08 left to go, second quarter. 16-9, your score. Thunder with an early lead. Second one is good as well. So 2 for 2 that trip. She's 3 for 4 from the free throw line. Pass near half court, made, or rather caught by Ty. Gets it to the near side wing to Stitham. The far side, it was almost taken away as Bryan hauls it in. Defended by Honeyman, pass near side wing back to Ty. Shayla Ty looks on, step back, thought about a step back three, instead she holds on to it. In trouble, tries to get in the corner to Stitham, pass deflected out of bounds. He'll stay with the Panthers. Panthers offense not really been able to get into any sort of rhythm because of that really difficult pressure brought on the ball, Nemaha Central. And a double team on Ty right out of the inbound, but she's able to get it out of there to Ladson. Her shot is no good, and she drove. Offensive rebound, kick out, Stitham for three. That one's no good from the top of the key. Rebound, hold in by Addie Holthouse. She's looking to push it up ahead, and it's passed up the head to Dollinghouse, and she'll lay it in. Tammy Dollinghouse, the 5'6 sophomore, gets her first basket of the night. It's now 19-9. Pass deflected out of bounds on the press. Goes out of bounds, cross half court They'll stay with Royal Valley. 5:19 left to go. Second quarter, 19-9, your score. Inbound. 3-point line clock. Shot no good by Ty. Offensive rebound, put back good on the turnaround by Samantha Klotz. Klotz with her first basket. It's now 19-11. 58-39 was the final score of the first meeting between these two teams at Royal Valley. Nice backdoor cut. Shot no good by Honeyman. It's loose on the floor and out of bounds. It'll stay with Omaha Central. With Garrity's caught at the high post. Did a little backdoor cut in the far side corner. Unable to get the shot to fall, though. Davis is going to go and check back into the game for Royal Valley with those two personal fouls. And now Hallie Holthouse will check back in as well. She'll come in for Garrity. Here's the inbound for Dollinghouse. It's Hallie Holthouse, corner for Larkin. High post catch. Addie Holthouse, she gets it out of there. This ball was tipped up in the air. She caught it and said, decided to get it out of there. Dollinghouse calls out the play. Pass far side wing to Honeyman. High post catch. Holthouse. This is a Larkin. Nice backdoor cut for Dollinghouse, but she's fouled going up. That backdoor from the near side corner. That foul is going to go against Samantha Klotz. That's her first team's fourth. First free throw for Dollinghouse is pure. She has 3 points now. No substitutions. 4:36 left to go. Second quarter, 20-11. Omaha Central with the lead. Second one is good. So Omaha Central playing for the outright Big 7 league title here tonight. They can get it with the win. They've already clinched a share. It would be a win or a Riverside loss tonight. Three ball on the way. No good from just to the right of straight away. A long rebound for Larkin. Larkin almost had it taken away. Gets up ahead. Dollinghouse. Daddy Holthouse. Nice up fake to get past Davis. She slides under it and lays it in. Beautiful move by the 5'10 senior. She has 6 now. Leads the team in scoring. Makes it 23-11. Once again, a press from the Thunder. One pass is all it takes to get across half court. One-handed pass by Latson. It's thrown out of bounds. It was behind her intended target, which was Shayla Tye. And now Coach Boucher of Royal Valley will call a 60-second timeout. We'll take it as well. 23-11 Omaha Central, 3:57 left to go, second quarter. Here on your game of the week on 92.1 KMZA.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
92.1 FM KMZA.
Back here in Seneca, and Omaha Central leading against Royal Valley 23-11, halfway through this second quarter. Of course, these two teams playing, fighting for a better spot in the Big 7 standings, but more importantly, almost at this point, is the sub-state standings. Here's the three ball near side wing for Callie Honeyman, a little bit short, offensive rebound. Holthouse. Nice pass to her sister. Hallie can't finish it, though. And then here's side block. Rebound for Royal Valley. So Omaha Central has it right now 16-1. They're a half game up on ACCHS for first place in the Marysville sub-state standings. Here's the runner no good off the glass from Kennedy Bryan. Offensive rebound, and Larson is fouled on the floor. She's got number 5 against the Thunder. So it's Omaha Central 16-1, ACCHS 15-1, and number 3 is Minneapolis. They're 13-5. As for the Perry the Compton sub-state where Royal Valley resides, they're trying to get the 7 seed, which is the highest they can get at this point. There's a lot up to Ty on the inbound. As of right now, they're in 8th place as a pass to deflected out of bounds by Addie Holthouse. So Royal Valley 3-14. They're 2 games back of Jefferson West, who is in 7th. As of right now, if the season were to end today, they'd be at Silver Lake, who has already clinched the number 1 seed in that sub-state. They're 16-1, one of the best teams in the state. The drive right side, shut up, no good, loose ball. Getting her own miss, Kennedy Bryan. In trouble. She gets it out to Larson. Bob up to Ty. 3 minutes now left to go, second quarter. Omaha Central's defense has been relentless and continuing to do so here in this possession. And off to Bryan, she dribbles back and getting the play call from Coach Boucher. Silver Lake is the number 3 team in Class 3A. As mentioned, Omaha Central is number 4. Here's a pass to Davis that's tipped right back to Bryan. She drives and kicks. Ty fires away the 3 near side wing. No good. And Omaha Central's good defense pays off as Larkin snags the board. Near side wing catch for Honeyman. Top of the key back to Larkin. Far side now for Hallie Holthouse. 2:20 to go, second quarter. Screen to get Honeyman free. Instead, she gives up to Addie Holthouse. Pass to Larkin. And she's tripped up, falling to the floor. And she kind of looks like she kind of twisted her ankle, and she's kind of limping a little bit. And she goes to her feet. So it'll be a blocking foul on Kennedy Bryan, her second and team's 5th. So Bryan and Davis both now with 2 personal fouls, and Larkin will limp over to the sideline. She'll try to jog it off, but she does look like she's in some pain here. Here's the inbound for Dollinghouse. Near side corner for Hallie Holthouse. Lob down low to Garrity. Doesn't get it to Addie Holthouse. Tipped up in the air, but a missed layup for Honeyman. Gets it back. Shut up. No good. Her second try. It's loose and picked up by Royal Valley, and a foul is called against the Thunder on the rebound. Deep on number 6. And that one will go against Callie Honeyman on the rebound after missing a couple tries. That'll be her first personal. Press is brought on by the Thunder. One-handed pass to Ty. High post catch, almost looks like she travels, but she gets it out of there to Bryan, near side wing. In the corner, back to Ty. Double dribbles. Now gives up her dribble, in trouble once again, and she travels, picking up a pivot foot. Mentioning Omaha Central is 4, Silver Lake is 3. Well, Phillipsburg is number 2, and Goodland is number 1. Class 3A, according to the newest KBCA poll. Only one more poll before our sub-states. As those get underway very shortly, next week. Hard to believe that's the case. Next Thursday and Friday. High post catch. Backdoor cut. Shot off the glass is blocked. And nice save in the corner for Holthouse. Driving baseline, Dollinghouse shot high off the backboard, and it goes through. Tough shot. She has 6 points in the quarter now, 6 for the game as well. It's 25-11, Omaha Central. Again, almost traveled, this time from Klotz. Here's Ty with it, far side corner, dribbles towards the middle. Gives it up to Kennedy Bryant. Drives left, shot up, blocked. Rebound Garrity. That was Honeyman with a rejection. 5-11, sophomore. 55 seconds left in the half. Garrity, pass near side wing for Hallie Holthouse. Goes towards the middle. And now Dollinghouse will call it to play. Pass the far side. Honeyman gives it to Garrity. Now to Hallie Holthouse. Short corner catch. Dollinghouse back top of the key for Garrity. Far side wing. 35 seconds left now. Addie Holthouse has it momentarily before kicking it out to Dollinghouse. Now back to Hallie Holthouse. 30 seconds now left. Garrity, far side, short corner for Addie Holthouse. Her pass is deflected. Gets it right back. Holthouse drives middle and loses it. Stolen away by Ty. Up ahead, they don't have numbers, but Latson's going to try to drive, and now she'll kick it out to Ty. 15 seconds left, 3 ball from just to the right of straight away, no good, and a long rebound hauled in by Dollinghouse, and she's pushed the floor to be a foul against Ty. That is her first and team foul number 6 with 9.2 seconds left. So both teams in the 1-1, should there be a foul within the next 9.2 seconds. 25-11 is the score. Thunder, one more chance for a score into the break. Just rolls it in. And Dollinghouse touches it up just shy of half court. Dollinghouse gets it back 6 seconds. Near side wing for Hallie Holthouse. Top the key for Dollinghouse. Now getting it to Honeyman for 3 at the buzzer. No good from the near side wing. That's how the first half comes to a close. 25-11, Omaha Central with the lead. We'll step aside for a break. and we'll have our halftime show coming up next here at 92.1 KMZA.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too.
Score big savings on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Kenda Tires deliver premium performance at a value price. And if you buy four at Wilson's Direct, you get free roadside hazard coverage and free rotations too. Get out of town and save on Kenda Tires at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions. Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals. Guidance with the latest technology. On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule. If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
In a recent survey, 43% of people did not buy life insurance because they were worried about making the wrong decision. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelzley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus. We know that life insurance can be confusing, but be assured, the Knights of Columbus is an organization that earns the highest ratings from independent rating services while maintaining ethical standards. Knights of Columbus agents are Catholic advisors working with Catholic families. Come see me, Kirby Schmelzley, at 416 Main Street in Seneca.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
25-11, Nebraska Central leaning at home against Loyal Valley. Now taking a look at your first half totals for individual scoring. Starting off with the Panthers, Kennedy Bryan leads the way, the 5'10 senior with 5 points. Also Avery Stidham, Alyssa Latson, and Samantha Klotz all with 2 points as well. Excuse me, for Nemaha Central, 6 points apiece for Addie Holdhouse and Cammy Dollinghouse, who had all of those points in the second quarter. 5 points for Callie Honeyman, 3 points apiece for Ellie Ruski and Reagan Garrity, and 2 points for Ella Larkin. Take a look at some of the other games going on tonight. Here in the Big 7, Holton is at Riverside. Cyclones up big at the half there. Also, Perry LeCompton is at Sabetha. And see what else we have here. I believe that's it. Unless I'm, oh, Jefferson West in Hiawatha as well. All right, how about the TVL, Valley Heights, and Clifton Clyde? We also have Washington County is at Hanover this evening. So is Omega at Frankfort. Centralia is at Blue Valley Randolph. And Axel is hosting Troy. The Wetmore and Donovan West game was canceled this evening. And in the NEKL, Oskaloosa is at Jefferson County North. ACCHS is at McLeod. Morehill Mount Academy is at Pleasant Ridge. And Jackson Heights is at Horton. Take a look at those sub-state standings once again. Kind of briefly talked about them throughout the second quarter. In the Marysville sub-state, Nemaha Central, 16-1 would be the one seed if the season were to end today. ACCHS, though, is right behind them at 15-1. Minneapolis is the three seed at 13-5. Sabetha and Hiawatha are both tied at 10-7, but as of right now, according to Kashyap, the Blue Jays would have the 4 seed and the Red Hawks would be the 5. Riley County is the 6 at 9-7. And Marysville, Concordia both tied at 5-12. Marysville has a tiebreaker, again, according to Kashyap. As for the Perry LeConte sub-state standings, Silver Lake has already clinched first place. Heritage Christian out of Olathe is the number 2 seed at 12-4. Rossville, the 3 at 12-5. Bishop Ward, the 4 seed at 10-7. Morehill Mount Academy is the 5 at 9-7. Perry LeCompton is the 6 seed at 7-10. They will go to Rossville. The season would end today. Jeff West is the 7 at 5-12. They will go to Heritage Christian. And Roy Valley will be the 8 seed at 3-14. They will go to Silver Lake again if the season were to end before these games were to finalize. So Roy Valley is still trying to get up to a 7 seed, which is the highest they could get. To avoid playing the number 3 team in the States. And again, looking at the Big 7 standings, Omaha Central is 11-0. They are 3 games up on Riverside, so all they need to do to clinch an outright Big 7 title is win here tonight. But Riverside, if they were to lose tonight, which doesn't sound like that's going to happen, that would also do it as well. Always want to do it on your own terms. Third place is Sabetha. They're 7-4. Those are the only 3 teams that are above 500 in league play. Hiawatha is in 4th at 5-6. Colton is in 5th at 4-7. Jeff West is 6th at 4-8. Here's the content at 7th at 3-8. And Royal Valley in 8th at 3-9. Step aside for a couple minutes. Come back with second half action. You're 92.1 KMCA.
During the month of February, Americans see the human heart as a symbol of love. Did you know February is American Heart Month? It's a time to show yourself the love. Learn your risk for heart disease and stroke and stay heart healthy for yourself and for your loved ones. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Hi, this is Joyce Sedbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a new 12-bed adult care home. At Oakley Place, we maintain a 1-staff-to-4-resident ratio, and we are currently looking for exceptional certified nurse aides and certified medication aides to join our team. If you want to work in an environment where you have the time to truly make a difference, apply online at www.oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KMZA 25-11, Omaha Central leading at home against Royal Valley at the half. Jared Sluffy with you here on 92.1 KMZA. And you take a look at those rankings in Class 3A that came out earlier this afternoon. Number one team in the state is Goodland. They're 17-0. The only other undefeated team in the state is Phillipsburg. They are 17-0 as well. Silver Lake is number 3 in the state at 16-1. Omaha Central also 16-1. They are number 4. ACCHS is number 5 at 15-1. How about the Cheetah Cardinals? They're number 6 at 15-2. They are tied with the Eureka squad in Southeast Kansas, 15-2. Southeast of Saline is number 8 at 16-2. And Cimarron at 14-3. Haven is also 14-3, number 10 in the state. Other games going on from teams that are in the sub-states. Bishop Ward is at Heritage Christian. Rossville is at Waubunsee. Minneapolis is at Republic County. Riley County is at Council Grove. And Phillipsburg is at Concordia. Those being teams mentioned are in those sub-states, either the Marysville or the Perry of the Constant sub-state. A lot of stuff still left to go down in those sub-states. Got a lot of questions to answer. Nemaha Central, again, fighting for that number one spot, number one seed. And already have secured a home game for that sub-state opening matchup. Trying to figure out who that's going to be. If it's against maybe Marysville or Concordia. So it won't be against Riley County because they're 9-7. Marysville is 5-12. And Nemaha Central would have to fall all the way to number 3, which at this point is not possible, actually, because they're 3.5 games up on Minneapolis. Back underway here in the second half. Panthers have the ball first. Again, 25-11. Thunder leading the Panthers. High post catch, Davis kicks it out far side wing. Brian drives middle, stopped by a double team, so she kicks it out. Klotz far side corner, the near side wing. Ty fires away the three, no good, off the right part of the rim. Rebound Dollinghouse. And Larkin, I think, stops mid-stride because Dollinghouse is trying to hit her in transition, but the ball goes out of bounds. It'll go to Loyal Valley. That's almost stolen away as Brian got a little bit lazy with that pass. And she finds Ladson, brings it across, just to down low to Brian. Excuse me, to Davis. Her shot's off the mark. It's loose on the rebound, picked up by Brian. She spins to the middle. No good off the drive, and a rebound by Reagan Garrity. Dollinghouse gets it to Addie Holthouse, near side wing. To Garrity, just to the left of the top of the key. Entry pass, going to work in the post. Try about the glass from Mel Larkin, and she lays it in. Get a basket in the first corner. First basket since then. Ty in trouble, gives up her dribble from the corner. She'll hand it off to Latson. And she'll fire it away. Shot up no good. Actually, that was Klotz who missed the shot after a pass from Latson. Rebound, Nemaha Central. Looking to push. Dollinghouse steps side to the defender, lays it up and in. And Dollinghouse leads the team with 8 points after that made layup in transition. 6:18 left to go, third quarter. 29-11 to favor Nemaha Central now. Corner catch, Davis pulls up jumper, no good, mid-range. Rebound from Addie Holthouse. Pass up ahead to Dollinghouse, drive right side, she gets bumped by Ty, and gets called for the foul. That'll be her second and first team foul of the half. So Kennedy Bryan, Michelle Ty, and Morgan Davis all with 2 personal fouls apiece. Davis will exit, and Avery Stitham, the first substitute for the Panthers in the third quarter. Inbound, no good off the glass from Larkin. A long offensive rebound from Callie Honeyman. They'll get another try at it. 2 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Dollinghouse dribbles to her left. Nice touch pass, Addie Holthouse. Backdoor cut from Larkin to Garrity. Can't make the layup. And loose ball on the rebound. It's out of bounds. Last touch by Garrity. We'll go to Royal Valley. 5:43 now left to go, third quarter. Very loose pressure in the backcourt from Nemaha Central. And now jumping the pass is Dollinghouse. And he'll get the steal. 3-on-2 going the other way. Nice sidestep by Holthouse this time, and she'll lay it in. Rolled around a little bit. It was a little bit hard off the backboard, but finds the front of the rim, just right and rolls in. Now we have a foul in the backcourt on the press. It's Nemaha Central. That's Holthouse. After the basket with 8 points on her game. That foul goes against Honeyman. That is her second personal. Inbound goes to Stidham. Hands it back. And Brian will dribble it across half court. Goes to her right. All the way near the short corner. She'll kick it out of there to Stidham. Fires away a long three. 3 feet from beyond the 3-point line. It's short. And it goes out of bounds to Nemaha Central. Nearly 3 minutes gone in this third. It's 31-11 in favor of Nemaha Central. Reminder that the boys' game will follow this one. Royal Valley fourth in the Big 7 at 6-6. Nemaha Central half game back of them at 5-6. There's a pass to Addie Holthouse from the corner. Shot up good. Callie Honeyman with a nice dish. Holthouse with another basket. She now has 10. First player to 10 points from other team. Cross half court. Brian. Far side wing. suspended by Honeyman. Gets it top of the key to Ladson. Near side wing to Ty. Dribbles the middle. Kicks it. Near Stidham off the catch. Dribbles to the far side elbow. And it's loose in the corner. And picked up by Stidham. Stidham's pass the high post. Deflected but into the hands of Brian. Off the dribble. Thought about the three. Now heavily defended by Honeyman. And she double dribbled. Great defense once again from Yamaha Central. They've been doing well all season long. Those just joining us. Yamaha Central giving up just a tad over 32 points a game with close to 10 steals per game. There is Honeyman, far side wing. Hypo sketch, three ball on the way. Good. Camilla Larkin. She has seven. It's 36-11. Ladson in trouble, gets it to Klotz, across that court, pass the far side of Ty, drives middle, kicks it, Stidham thought about the three, and here's a runner, and Stidham puts it through, and their first basket of the third quarter goes to Avery Stidham. Timeout called by Coach Boucher, 36-13 our score, will be a 30-second timeout here at 92.1 KMZA.
The officers and staff at United Bank & Trust would like to invite you to join us for our annual open house on Wednesday, February 15th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at both locations. Take a break from the cold weather and stop in for a warm bowl of soup. Our friendly staff is looking forward to serving you at United Bank's open house on Wednesday, February 15th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. United Bank & Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
KMZA.
36-13, our score in Yamaha Central, leading with 3:50 to go, third quarter. Sunder with the ball out of the break. It'll be Larkin inbounding his Dollinghouse, and we're back underway. And all Sunder here tonight, trying to pull this one away here early in the second half. Dollinghouse top of the keys, it's a lot of dribbling. Now jab step, catch made by Ruski, who makes her first appearance in the third quarter. Larson gets it, retreats to the corner. Couple dribbles, pass the far side wing to Hallie Holthouse. Dollinghouse dribbles to her right. To the wing, now to Ruski. So nice pass down low to Addie. Holthouse lays it in. Beautifully done by Ellie Ruski. And Holthouse, the beneficiary of a nice assist from the 5'2 senior guard, Ellie Ruski. Makes it 38-13. Ladson dribbles to the middle, defended by Ruski, into the corner. Three ball on the way after the pass, and it is good from Kennedy Bryant. Her second three ball of the game, she has eight. Allie Holthouse dribbles to the corner, pass to the top of the key to Larkin. She'll fire away at three, trying to respond, and that one is good. From the top of the key, she has 8 points in the quarter. It's 41-16. And Ruski stepped out of bounds, trying to steal it from behind. 2:34 left to go in the third. So 8 points for Larkin, six for Holthouse here in this quarter, and two for the entire rest of the team. That two coming from Amy Dollinghouse. Step back three-pointer on the way for Alyssa Latson, and that one is good. As threes are starting to rain down here in Seneca this second half, so it makes it 41-19. Allie Holthouse, far side wing catch. Ruski off the screen, makes the catch top of the key, dribbles to her right. Kicks it out to Dollinghouse, near side wing. Pass to the left, Holthouse. Now for Lark on the opposite side. Holthouse catch, fake handoff, pull up jumper, no good, 8 feet. Long rebound, hold in by Alyssa Ladson, the 5'9 senior. Now foul to backcourt as Ruski trying to get another steal. That is her second personal foul and second team foul as well, 1:57 left to go, third quarter. Inbound to Bryan, back underway, dribbles across half court. Crossover dribble goes to her right. Gets away from a defender. Goes to the corner. Spins towards the middle, and from the block she gets stripped. It's loose on the floor, picked up by Holthouse. Both defenders in straight up. It was Holthouse and Dollinghouse making the defensive play. Going the other way, Holthouse runs over a defender. It's going to be a blocking foul. And that will go against Klotz. Try to take the charge, but not enough contact, according to the officials of team foul number two. Larkin and Donghouse to the bench. Garrity is back in the game. It's those Callie Honeyman. High post catch, force that elbow, and Old House almost had a poke free. Honeyman makes a catch from the near side block. It's out to Ruski. Dribbles, pulls up, no good. 10-footer, and rebound hauled in by Avery Stitham of Royal Valley. 1:20 left to go, third quarter. Driving to the short corner is Ladson, kicking it out to Stitham. Down to your side, three for Kennedy Bryan. Another one, that one's no good. And the rebound hauled in by Reagan Garrity. Near side wing catch. Trying to go quickly. Old House. Turnaround jumper. No good. High off the backboard. Off the front iron and off. Now a minute to go. Gladson pushes to Bryan and she'll set up the play here. Little Stewart left gets a screen by Davis. Hands off to Davis. Ball above her head. Pass down low. Deflected away by Old House. Trying to get to a cutting Samantha Klotz from the near side. From the far side to the near side. Across the paint. Adela Larkin checks back in for Holdhouse. Addie Holdhouse, I should specify, with 41.1 seconds left. And also in the game is Shayla Ty for Royal Valley. Inbound into the corner for Bryan. Dribbles baseline, that cuts back to the middle. Pull up jumper, good, off the dribble for Kennedy Bryan. What a quarter she's having. She has 10 now, 5 of those coming in this quarter. It's 41-21. 27 seconds left. Hallie Holdhouse brings the ball up for Nemaw Central. Gives over dribble to Garrity. Back to Holdhouse. Bounce pass to Larkin. Trying to get that final shot with 15 seconds left now on the clock. Honeyman catch near side wing. Trying to get away from defender. Back to Holdhouse. 10 seconds left now. To Larkin. To Honeyman. With 5 seconds. Ruski makes the catch off the screen. 2 seconds. The pass down low is too late. It's Honeyman. They tried to get a screen to Honeyman coming around off of double screen. Made the catch too late, and that is the end of the third quarter. 41-21, our score going to the fourth quarter. Let's take a break here on 92.1 KMZA.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
This winter, use your time inside your home to remodel a room. Let Suther Building Supply in Seneca show you their vast selection of interior improvement supplies. They have the flooring choices and trim to take that old room and turn it into something very special. Their Valspar paint can easily change the look and feel of a room too. So why wait? Head into Suther Building Supply in Seneca and see their displays of all the products to help give you the ideas to turn that old room into a special place. That's Suther Building Supply in Seneca.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Fourth quarter underway. Got some scores for you up here. The Compton Sabetha tied 17-17 in the girls' game. Got the score for the Riverside Fulton game. Cyclones leading the Wildcats 23-6. Turnover for Nemaha Central on their first possession of the fourth quarter. Near side, corner catch, three ball on the way. Off the right side, no good for Kenny Bryan. Really trying to do it all. The putback is good. For Avery Stitham. In Royal Valley, you're going to bring on a press. No avail. Near side wing catch for Honeyman. Now to Hallie Holdhouse. Nemaha Central well on their way to stay undefeated at home, or go undefeated at home. This is their final home game of the season. Long jumper no good. Put back is no good as well. It's done by Larkin. Rebound by Ty. 7-0 here in this building. And the win tonight will put them at 12-0 in league play. And 17-1 in the regular season. Bryan's in trouble, gets the tie in the corner near side. Pass inside and a push in the back is the call from the official by Reagan Garrity. For a second, team foul number three. Again, coming up for Nemaha Central, they are at Jefferson West coming up on Friday. Jeff West is 4-8 in league play, 5-12 in the regular season. They finish things up at Riverside, and as of right now, they are in second in the league. They're 8-3, and they play 14-3 overall. Getting away from a defender is Stitham. She gives it up, shot the glass, and it rolls all the way around the rim and down for Samantha Klotz. Nice dish from Stitham. She has four. Now 41-25, so Royal Valley not going away. And Garrity catches it down low, and penalty called by Coach Silchin. Didn't like what he saw in that possession early. So 6:28 left to go fourth quarter. 41-25, Nemaha Central leading against Royal Valley. Take a break for 60 seconds here, 92.1 KMZA.
So I switched my insurance to State Farm, and get this. I talked to an actual State Farm agent who lives in my actual town, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town gave me actual help with the coverage I needed. And get this, my actual agent in my actual town who gave me actual help actually knows my name. And get this, they actually say it's called service.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Kansaland Radio.
41-25, Nemaha Central leading at home against Royal Valley with 6:28 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Old House with the catch out of the break, and the Thunder trying to get something going out of the Haddon-Hilton timeouts. Honeyman pass near side wing to Old House. And Addie Old House drives baseline, gets around the defender, shot up, no good up at last. Rebound Garrity, but maintain possession. Larkin dribbles to her left, stops at the elbow, bounce pass to Honeyman, now back to Dollinghouse. From the top of the key, gives it up to Holthouse with the screen to go to her left from Garrity. Gives up her dribble, pass down low to Larkin. And Larkin trying to go block to block with it, and her pass is intercepted. Trying to go to Garrity. And the Panthers continuing to hang around here. Three ball on the way, near side corner for Larson, too strong. Loose ball picked up by Holthouse, outlet to Dollinghouse up ahead. All alone is Honeyman, and she'll lay it up and in from the far side. She now has seven after her first 5 points all came in the first quarter. 5.5 left to go in the game. Drive and kick. Three ball. Once again, Larson. That's actually going to be a long two, but it is good. And the 5'9 senior gets it back to a 15-point deficit for the Panthers. Center pass. Nice look for Garrity. The last and one. Pass in the corner from Honeyman, and Garrity with her first field goal of the game. She had 3 points all off of free throws. 3-for-4 so far in the evening. As that foul from Royal Valley, see who that was on. If I'm going to put that up on the board here. Free throw on the way, and that is no good. But an offensive rebound goes right to Larkin. Nobody boxed her out. Dribbles into the corner. Goes right back down low. It's to Holthouse this time, and she lays it up and in. 4-point possession for Nemaha Central, and Holthouse now with 14 points. And they haven't put on the scoreboard who that foul was against. 3-pointers, no good, but an offensive rebound. Shot and putback by Klotz is blocked. Rebound for Nemaha Central. Dollinghouse, outlet pass up ahead is deflected and picked off by Klotz. Just a sloppy play here for both teams. Going back and forth, tied 3 balls straight, from the near side corners. Short, well short, but an offensive rebound by Stidham. Tie blows by Holthouse, but she double dribbled it. 47-27. With 4:27 left to go in the game. Dollinghouse drives and kicks. Time in to Addie Holthouse, who calls out the play, dribbles to her left. To Larkin, out of Dollinghouse, her pass is stolen away by Ty. anticipated that one perfectly. On the run out, she has a strip by Gollinghouse. It goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Panthers, though. Holly Holthouse back in the game for the Thunder. She'll check in for Cammy Gollinghouse. Inbound goes to Bryant. She dribbled to her left. Stops from the free throw line. Had it poked away. She brings it back in. Latson off the handoff. Drives left side. And foul is on the floor. It's the Thunder. Team foul number 4. Halfway through this fourth quarter now. Does that foul go against Larkin? That'll be your second. Sack formation on the inbound play. Larson gets it to Bryan. Drives middle, had it stripped, but a reach-in is called. And that one's going to go against Honeyman. First Thunder player with 3 personal fouls, and actually the first player with 3 personal fouls. There's the inbound to Ty, near side wing. Dribbles middle. Pass is, gets through to Klotz, but she misses the shot off the glass. Too strong. Rebound hauled in by Elle Larkin of Nemaha Central. Nemaha Central holding on to a 20-point lead here, fourth quarter. Nice backdoor cut. Addie Holthouse, and she lays it up and in. Pass from Ellie Larkin. Elle Larkin with that fantastic vision. And now a push in the backcourt. I'll go against Holthouse. That'll be her first. It's on number 6. So next foul against the Thunder will give the Panthers some free throws. Gollinghouse back in the game for Nemaha Central, checking in for Honeyman. 3.5 now left to go. Stether dribbles to the white, excuse, to the right side, bounce pass. Larson head fake, gets past her defender, layup, good. Got past Hallie Holthouse. And Ladson has 7 points here in the second half and 9 on the game. Ball pass inside to Holthouse from Gollinghouse is intercepted. Going the other way. Is Bryan kicking to the corner. Larson behind the back dribble. Reverses course. Now lobs it to Bryan. Thought about the 3 off the dribble. Instead pass far side wing to Ty. Dribbles baseline. Now reverses course against Holthouse. So between the legs went off her foot. Now an offensive foul is called against Ty. She elbowed Holthouse. So he elbowed, took it right to her chest. That'll be her third personal. And team foul number 3. Inbound from Larkin at half court to Holthouse, just before half court, and her pass to the near side wing to her sister Hallie Holthouse. The dribble backwards, his upper dribble, he's right back to her sister on the cut, layup good, gets past Klotz, laid it up and in. She now has 12 points in the second half, 20 on the game, it's 51-29. That's crossover dribble, driving is Bryan and good off the glass. And Bryan, after a solid third quarter, has had a few misses here in the fourth, but she makes that one. It's back to a 20-point deficit for Royal Valley. 2:13 left to play, 51-31 the score. Gollinghouse left all alone, so she'll drive. And Euro step around the defender and lays it up and in off the glass. And good. And Gollinghouse now with 10 points. And timeout is called. 30-second break by head coach Dave Boucher of Royal Valley. Step aside here on 92.1 KMZA.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice you're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasasa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasasa.
Ask for Kasasa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
KMZA.
53-31, Nemaha Central lead over Royal Valley at home for the Thunder, trying to go perfect this season. A win would give them a perfect season at home, 8-0. They can hold on for these next 2 minutes. By the way, I should clarify, Holthouse with 18 points, not 20. She had 6 points in the first half, 6 in the third quarter, and 6 in the fourth quarter for 18. Pass deflected, but finds the hands of Avery Stidham for Rogue Valley. That's crossover dribble from the sophomore. Backdoor cut, trying to find Latson, but throws it away. 1:45 now left in the whistle. That allows the substitute to come in for Nema Central, and that will be Anna Hermes coming into the game for the first time. Also in is Zoe Sudbeck. And a big round of applause for the seniors for Nema Central, their final game here at home. Pass deflected out of bounds. It'll go back to Nema Central. Mispronounced name is Anna Hermish. And out of bounds, deflected. Last touch by Nemaha Central, and it'll go to the Panthers. Hermish, a 5'7 junior for Nemaha Central, Sudbeck 5'7 sophomore. Off the glass, and good for Kennedy Bryan once again, off of the drive, and the 5'10 senior now with 14. Still the lone Panther with double-digit scoring here. Hit five in the first half, hit five more in the third quarter. Loose ball on the floor. Still loose. Far side wing picked up by the Thunder. This is Hermish in trouble. She finds who she wanted, Honeyman. She had it stripped, but Hermish gets it back. Got the Sudbeck. Doghouse calls out the play, past the far side corner. Honeyman, high post catch, Sudbeck, double dribbles to her right, shut up off the glass, and good. And Zoe Sudbeck with the basket with 48 seconds left, 55-33, the score. And now Larson gives to Bryan. Three is good off the handoff. It was contested, too. And she now has 17. And timeout is called by Coach Hilton. But it'll just be to get some substitutions in here. Maggie Cook, Kate Barkowski, Carly Rottinghouse, and Trista Peterson, who started the game, checks back in as well. Very cool stuff. Trista Peterson with Down syndrome. She made a couple points, a couple baskets. She had 4 points in the junior varsity games. Really cool to see. And she is in the game here with 31.4 seconds left. See if they can get her a basket. She'll make the catch. Here's Peterson. She gives it up to Rottinghouse. Rules baseline with 22 seconds left in the corner. To Barkowski. Dribble baseline. Gives it to Peterson. Shoots it. No good. This try. And rebound Royal Valley with 9 seconds left. Up ahead to Stidham. And she'll lay it up and in with 5 seconds left. So that will be the end of the game. 55-38 is your final score. Nema Central goes perfect in the 2022-2023 basketball season at home. Let's go ahead and step aside for a break and we'll wrap it all up here on 92.1 KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND.
Management, Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit. These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
FM, KMZA.
Omaha Central wins 55-38 over Royal Valley. Let's take a look at your individual stats from that girls' game. 17 points for Kennedy Bryan leading the way for the Panthers with 12 in that second half. Also 9 points for Alyssa Ladson, 8 points for Avery Stitham, and 4 for Samantha Klotz. Just 4 scores for Royal Valley here tonight. As for Omaha Central, 18 points for Addie Holdhouse, the senior here on senior night. She is your player to bank on, brought to you by Farmers State Bank. Also 10 points apiece for Cammie Dollinghouse and Ella Larkin as well. 7 points for Callie Honeyman, 5 for Reagan Garrity, 3 for Ellie Rusney, and 2 for Zoe Sudbeck. And recognizing the seniors here for the Thunder on senior night, Ellie Rusney, Trista Peterson, Ella Larkin, and Addie Holdhouse, all seniors here being recognized here on senior night. So they go 8-0, a perfect record at home this basketball season, following up a fantastic volleyball season. And the boys game coming up here in just a little bit. Let's go and step aside, throw things back to the studio for a few minutes, and we'll come back with Royal Valley and Omaha Central for the boys here 92.1 KMZA.